Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The fall harvest of herbs is seen this time of year in the 23rd annual Herbal Harvest Arts and Crafts Show Festival is coming up on Saturday. Studio to share more is Pat Regan. Pat, welcome.
Well, thank you, and appreciate being here and appreciate your inviting us.
Always good to be able to talk about herbs this time of year, Pat, something a lot of folks across the area really getting ready to, weather planning, and of course, some that have already been planted, ready for folks to come by and take a look at.
Correct, and one of the benefits of this show is we'll bring in a large number of herbs ourselves, and we'll resell them. We got the herbs from Louisiana Tech, their farm operation there at Tech, and then individual vendors will have herbs for sale too. So we're excited about this. It's our first year to host it. We're continuing a tradition that St. Patrick Episcopal Church began 23 years ago. We're just excited to invite all of the people to our parish and to the Herbal Harvest and Original Arts and Crafts Festival.
How has that transition gone since it's been passed off to St. Paschal's now?
We were approached about a year and a half ago by St. Patrick's, and I will tell you that the transition has just been wonderful. The people from St. Patrick's have been warm, they've been cordial, they've worked with us, they've given us a lot of advice. They're working with us to make sure that the quality of food we serve is as good as the quality that St. Patrick's had. So it's been a wonderful experience, and we've had St. Patrick's parishioners tell us that they'll be there at the fair to help us. So it's been a great experience for all of us.
I know we're going to get a little bit to the food in just a moment here, and some certain selections on the menu. Good to see that those continue on. Well, when we talk about herbs, some that are available, folks, you know, may be thinking, well, what exactly will I be able to find?
Well, they will be able to find fall herbs and the spring herbs, primarily the fall herbs. And I'm not an herb expert, but you can think of tarragon, you can think of thyme, think of
I know oregano.
And all of those herbs that are used for seasoning that oftentimes people end up going to the grocery store and buying in bottles, and they're already processed and crushed. The real stuff is, though, what really seasons the plate or the dish that you're fixing.
Yeah. So, well, we talk about the arts and crafts portion of the festival that's going to be going on. Tell us about these, because they are original works.
Correct. Our emphasis and St. Patrick's emphasis when it was formed was to have our local artisans who produce original arts and crafts items to be able to display and to sell their items to the public. We have right now I think we have in excess of 50 vendors who will be there. And they'll have things like herbal bread, like jellies, garden items, paintings, jewelry, painted distressed picture frames, baked goods. A lot of work will be there with wood, people taking pieces of wood and making bowls and making different items from that, people taking a scroll saw and making hardwood puzzles. There will be fall and Christmas decor with wreaths, homemade soap. So it's a panoply of items that our local artisans have made and will bring with them, display, and they'll be available for sale. The money that comes from the sale of those items remain with the vendor. So this is an opportunity for the public to purchase maybe gifts for Christmas, mm-hmm. decorations for Christmas, and it's also an opportunity for the vendor to make some money.
And we mentioned, as you kind of browse the arts and crafts, enjoy a look over the herbs, there's food available, and one of the top ones we are always familiar with, the herbal chicken salad.
Well, it's interesting. That's the one of the trademarks of St. Patrick is herbal chicken salad. And they have really worked that to the point where everybody recognizes their chicken salad. So they're spending time helping us be sure that we put the quality of food and the quality of effort into the chicken salad. But yes, there will be herb chicken salad. There will be taco soup. Mm-hmm. We'll have sausage in a bun. We'll have cakes, goodies available. One of the features, too, is we'll have several music groups who will be available playing music during the day to sort of give us a background of of excitement on the grounds. And we expect a real nice turnout, particularly if the weather stays good, and it looks like it will be.
Yeah, we're counting on that. It is both indoor and outdoor, as I understand, Pat?
It is. We have booths that will be located outdoors, and we have booths located in our gym. There's ample room available. I know it's late this week, or it's early in the week, but it's near the event, but we do have some outdoor space is available if one wants to get a booth. Let me encourage you to go to www.saintpascalchurch.org, and you will find all the information you need if you would like to be a vendor. But please remember that the emphasis, in fact, we will not let people come who want to resell, wholesale, or retail items. You've got to be there marketing your own original items that you make.
Looking forward to the 23rd Annual Herbal Harvest and Arts and Crafts Show coming up at St. Paschal's, getting underway this Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pat Regan is with the church, and Pat, looking forward to the event coming up Saturday.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate it so very much.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.